AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A tentative deal is said to have been reached on the lifting of economic sanctions that would be part of a larger nuclear agreement with Iran. AP's Bradley Clapper reports from Vienna.
What we're hearing is that it has been agreed to by the technical experts who've been working on this for many weeks now, but it still has not been signed off by the top officials from Iran, the United States, and the other countries negotiating here in Austria.
The annex outlines which sanctions will be lifted and how quickly the negotiators face a Tuesday deadline to reach a final deal. The nation celebrates Independence Day with parades, concerts, fireworks, and cookouts, but Coney Island rolls out the hot dogs for the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Tim Eater X says Coney Island is where competitive of eating got its start.
This is the biggest one. It's the best one. It's the one that we all got involved in competitive eating to be a part of. And, you know, we have the best eaters here, and they're all giving their best efforts on this one day. So it's a competition level unlike any other.
The women's competition is getting underway right now with Mickey Sudo trying to defend her mustard belt. In an hour, 8-time winner Joey Chestnut is the man to beat in the men's contest. 9 people suffered minor burns at a fireworks show last night in Avon, Colorado. Officials say one shell blew up inside a launch tube, knocking over a rack of other shells. As many as 3 of them fired in the direction of the crowd of about 20,000. The show was stopped, and all those hurt were treated at the scene. None had to go to the hospital. Greek voters are divided over whether to reject the demands of international creditors or push for a compromise. A yes vote in tomorrow's referendum could bring down the government, which is opposed to the budget cuts called for by other European nations and the International Monetary Fund. A no vote could force Greece out of the euro common currency. This is AP Radio News. Independence Day, the focus of the weekly addresses. Here's our Shirley Smith.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
President Obama praises the principles upon which the country was founded.
We honor everyone who continually strives to make this country a better, stronger, more inclusive, more hopeful place.
On the Republican side, Texas Representative Will Hurd says America still has enemies who are against the very things we celebrate on the 4th of July.
Our principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they represent everything our enemies want to destroy.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Pro golfer Bubba Watson says he's painting over the Confederate battle flag on his General Lee car, which was used in the Duke of Hazzard's television series back in the 70s and 80s. The 2-time Masters champ says he'll replace it with the U.S. flag. Watson bought the car at auction in 2012 for $121,000. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.